I'm Walt Lidlow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Peter Copenhaver from the Ishpeming Ski Club. They are hosting the 137th annual ski jumping tournament this weekend. And here's the details with Peter Copenhaver.
Friday night is the U.S. Cup. It's one stop in the U.S. Cup circuit. They'll begin, I think trial rounds start like around 6:30 or 7, I think, maybe 7 o'clock. And then Saturday will be our Paul Beadle Memorial Tournament, and that's a big festive event right there, too. Saturday night we'll have fireworks, but both nights we'll have food trucks, huge bonfires, beer tent, just lots of family-friendly stuff going on.
And you've also got some stuff going on then on Sunday, too, right? Is there a few things?
The Sunday events actually are going to change. I'm kind of glad you brought that up. Because of the late snowfall and our labor force out there, we weren't able to actually build out the small hills. So we're going to have to kind of scrub Sunday.
Okay,
so,
well, that's good to know.
Just going to be Friday and Saturday.
So if you're going, you're going Friday or you're going Saturday.
And that's 99% of the people that are coming. You know, the junior tournament's more for like the kids in the Midwest and the different divisions. So.
And this is out at it is now the UP Nordic Ski Complex.
Yes, sir.
Which is in
sir.
The area, I call it always on the back road between Ishpeming and
Ogoni. Road, yep.
That's how I've always known it, you know, and it's at the Suicide Hill, the Suicide Bowl. This is going on Friday, Saturday, and this is really an opportunity to come and support these athletes who are kind of from all over the place, aren't they?
Absolutely. We all have athletes from all over the U.S., different divisions coming here to compete. These are kids and young adults that are working their way towards national team contention and future Olympians. So you're going to have some talented folks jumping this weekend.
It looks like it's going to be a good weekend of weather for it. I will say that it is really something to see it in when it starts to get a little dark and get to nighttime. But I mean, go all day if you can, but certainly.
Right.
And it's like nighttime when the lights are on the hill. And
it's beautiful.
It is, isn't it?
It's gorgeous. It's like a little crown of jewels in there in the middle of darkness.
I like that. So one of the key things I know you want people to know is that in order to get in, you need a button or a ticket. A couple of things are a little bit different with that this year. Buttons are available in all of the basic places or from your ski club members, but you have an online option. What is that?
We do. This year we implemented an online option for patrons. You don't get a button with this option. You just go to ishskiclub.com. There's a big banner. It says, 137th annual tournament. Click on that. Scroll down to the about middle of the page, and it will tell you how to proceed to purchase an online ticket. You'll get a QR code that you'll have on your smartphone. We'll scan that when you come into the ski bowl and you're on your way.
So one of the things that makes this event always work is volunteers. And you are looking for some to help out. How does somebody get involved at this point now? I know you've been working with Youpers United, but I know when you get this close to the event, you want to hear from them more directly.
Absolutely. Yeah, we could use some more volunteers. We're just a couple days out, so we just need to reach out to them directly or they reach us. The best way to do that is through Facebook. If you go to Ishpeming Ski Club on Facebook, search us up and just message us directly. And we would appreciate anyone looking to help out.
And I will link that up on the posting of this interview as well, so it's there. So volunteers needed, and just directly go to the ski club now and or show up for that matter on the weekend.
Right,
you'll take
right.
it. But the other thing is getting to the complex, getting to the bowl is in terms of parking, you've got a couple of changes.
Yes. I just want to make sure this is kind of cleared. There's a little bit of confusion out there. Last year we had a different parking location. This year it's going to be we have three parking lots that are just lined up side by side. There's Great Lakes Recovery Center, Teal Lake facility. There's the North Iron Church and then the Armory. They're three side by side. Logistically, it makes it easier for the buses to run back and forth and to drop people off and just be more efficient.
You run the shuttle buses on a regular basis back and forth and so on, and that's the key.
Yep.
One other thing before we let you go is that these buttons that are out there, it's important to remember that the buttons obviously will get you into the event, but they also have another purpose, which is a booster.
Absolutely. These are booster buttons, and all this money that we're raising fills the coffers for the Ishpeming Ski Club for the entire calendar year, and that runs all of our kids' Nordic ski programs. And, the club's almost entirely run by volunteers. There's only one paid position, which is our coach. And so this is how we keep the whole thing running, is through these button sales and online tickets. So
schedule, where, all of the details, and how do they get either more information or an online ticket?
Everything you need to know, soup to nuts, is going to be at ishskiclub.com.
That's Peter Copenhaver with the Ishpeming Ski Club. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelof.